In this bulletin, world leaders make pledges on emission reductions at a virtual summit. More than 300,000 new COVID cases in India. And in tennis, Australian Alex de Minaur defeated in Barcelona. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. President Joe Biden has pledged the US will achieve an emissions reduction target of between 50 and 52% below its 2005 emissions levels by 2030. The goals are part of the Paris Climate Agreement, but are non-binding. The Biden administration has not offered a plan on how the US will meet them. Mr. Biden says the US isn't waiting to lead on an issue of moral and economic imperative.
You know, these steps will set America on a path of net zero emissions economy by no later than 2050. But the truth is, America represents less than 15% of the world's emissions. No nation can solve this crisis on our own. All of us, we have to step up. We know just how critically important that is, because scientists tell us this is the decade we must make decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison told the summit that Australia is on the pathway to achieving net zero emissions and will meet and beat its Paris deal commitments. While the Japanese, British and Canadian prime ministers used the summit to commit to new 2030 targets, Mr. Morrison said Australia's emissions reduction strategy would be updated before the UN climate summit in November in Glasgow. He says the focus is on technology and not carbon price mechanisms.
Australia is on the pathway to net zero. Our goal is to get there as soon as we possibly can through technology that enables and transforms our industries, not taxes that eliminate them and the jobs and livelihoods they support and create, especially in our regions. Future generations, my colleagues and excellencies, will thank us not for what we have promised, but what we deliver. And on that score, Australia can always be relied upon.
Intensive care beds in India's capital are near capacity, and six hospitals in Delhi have run out of oxygen for their COVID-19 patients. India has recorded the highest one-day tally of new COVID-19 cases anywhere in the world, more than 314,000 new infections in the last 24 hours. 2,104 deaths have been recorded over the same period, the country's highest number of deaths over a single day. The country has recorded close to 16 million confirmed infections. President of the Public Health Foundation of India, Dr. K. Srinath Reddy, says India is paying a high price for its complacency.
We were lulled into a sense of complacency because the various measures of the pandemic, whether it was the daily case count or the daily death count or even the test positivity rates, all of them started declining from October, and by early January, you saw them plummet to very low levels. And then there was this feeling propagated even by experts that we had actually attained herd immunity.
Health authorities in Victoria are testing and quarantining close contacts of suspected COVID-19 hotel quarantine transmission cases in Sydney and Perth. There still isn't a conclusion on how transmission occurred. Six people in Victoria have so far been identified as close contacts, while New South Wales health authorities have contacted 40 returned travellers who stayed on the same floor of the hotel in question. In the meantime, Victorian Health Department is opening two more mass vaccination hubs in hospitals in Heidelberg and Sunshine. Authorities hope to expand vaccination to those over 50 from next month. Police in the US state of North Carolina have shot and killed an African-American man while issuing a warrant. Witnesses say that Andrew Brown was shot dead while attempting to flee police in his car. And hundreds of people have attended the funeral of African-American man who was shot dead by police in Minneapolis. 20-year-old Dante Wright was killed during a traffic stop. In tennis, Alex de Minaur has been knocked out of the Barcelona Open by Stefanos Tsitsipas. marking the end of the Australian singles challenge at the clay court event. The Australian number one lost 7-5, 6-3 in 1 hour and 24 minutes to become the latest player to suffer at the hands of the Greek star, who has now won 13 consecutive sets in a brilliant start to the European clay court season. Well, now today's weather, Perth, cloudy and 29 degrees. Adelaide, some showers and 20. Showers forecast for Melbourne too and 17. Similar conditions in Hobart, 15 degrees. Should be sunny in Canberra, heading for a top of 17. Similar forecast for Wollongong and 21 degrees. Sydney, sunny too and 23. Sunny for Newcastle, 22. Brisbane, sunny and 25. Cairns, rain and 29. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.